Jess Miles took a moment to gaze out from the big stage, shading her eyes from the late afternoon sun. To the right and the left stood two much smaller stages, all facing the bowl-shaped field which, this time tomorrow, would be filled with thousands of people attending Charing Fest. It was still almost impossible to believe that she was here, a young woman from Cheringham who would soon be performing at the very same festival she had come to so many times as a wide-eyed kid. And not performing on one of the smaller stages where newer bands, comedians, even magicians all contributed to the relaxed party vibe of the festival. No. She, with her two bandmates, would be playing right here on the giant valley stage, itself making her feel small, surrounded by lights and speakers and equipment for other big acts. She looked across at Ryan Crocker, standing yards away across the massive stage, also taking it all in. Ryan co-wrote the songs with her, his voice a perfect blend with her high soprano. He was, she felt, the real driving force behind their band, Unlost. But right now, typically, he was just standing there, quietly. She turned back. In front of her, on the lip of the stage, at the canopied area where all the tech guys were assembling the racks of mixers, sat their guitarist, Alfie Parker. The third member of the trio, his fingers seemed almost magical with the sounds they could conjure from his ancient guitar. Jess felt the hairs on her arm tingle, wanting to hold on to all the feelings of this life-changing moment. The band's journey here had been so sudden, so unexpected, and now so intense. But Unlost was, at least to Jess, always more than just a band. It was her family, a family of artists. And as for herself and Ryan, well, that relationship went even closer. Life now seemed more like a fantasy and one she didn't want to end. She moved close to Ryan. Despite his serious, intense manner, she guessed he, too, would be feeling blown away. Something, isn't it, Ryan? Charing Fest, this stage. He turned and looked at her. She wondered how much of their success had come about because she and Ryan were now linked, not just as performers, but as a couple. That, too, she hoped, would never end. He smiled, nodded, but then, Ryan being Ryan, he looked back at the stage. Big, that's for sure, but all the stacks of gear here looks like a bloody garage sale. We got a lot to organise before tomorrow, set the playlist, work on the new tracks, grab some rehearsal time. Jess smiled. Ryan, despite the songs he wrote, was always the practical one. She looked back at Alfie, lean, serious. His parents had wanted him to become a doctor, but all Alfie had ever wanted to do was summon amazing moments from his Fender Strat. So far, her relationship with Ryan hadn't interfered with the band. Three amigos, three artists, and now this Charing Fest booking and the amazing success of their first album quickly reaching new heights. Charing Fest. Not the biggest of the summer festivals by any means, but everyone knew it was important. This was a gig that could propel bands out of the tiny clubs into the big tours, had done already. She could almost recite the list of award winners who had made their breakthrough playing the famous Valley stage. She could see that Ryan had his eyes locked on a large drum set off to one side of the stage on a portable riser, the big bass drum emblazoned with a name anyone coming here would know very well. Lizard. The infamous metal band, led by the lead singer Alex King, had dominated the 90s charts. Jess even knew the drummer's name, Will Dumford, who was now studiously fiddling with the tuning screws of the drum set, leaning forward as he touched the skin of the snare, then the toms, as if checking for a pulse. Will was a local guy, also Cheringham-born and bred, whose skills had propelled the Lizard anthems that had driven stadium audiences all around the world totally wild. Now, though, that era was over, Jess knew.